Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Longtime Métis activist Thelma Chalfou became speechless for the first time in her life when she was asked by Prime Minister Jean Chrétien to become a senator in 1997. Known for her forceful and assertive style of negotiating and sometimes confrontational manner, Chalfou said her reaction to the call was wholly uncharacteristic. It was a wonderful blessing for her to find out that not only was she the first Métis, but also the first Aboriginal woman ever appointed to the Senate. And now in Dene.
Thelma Chalfou hulets akwe Métis Dene. Ku eyi Métis Dene ha hok anadrala Dene hayaltihu. Ku Prime Minister Jean Chrétien yurin karla 1997 a ye eyi parliament den helhat da ha. Ku babanori yala jala eyi Prime Minister yitz afuna lai. Kolubi nesa a dini te Métis helion anna helion kontu Dene hel.
Born in 1929 and raised in Calgary, Thelma Chalfou's family goes back a long way in Alberta's Métis roots. She was raised among relatives who worked for changes for the Métis and recalled attending meetings in private homes to escape detection from the government. In those days, it was illegal for them to meet to organize. After the Second World War, legislation was changed so Aboriginals could meet openly and organize without fear of government retribution. Chalfou married and had 7 children, but her husband's alcoholism and violence created such havoc that in 1957, she took her children and left the marriage. It wasn't easy, but she worked and never went on welfare. Chalfou also took correspondence courses to try to get ahead.
1929... Calgary nook ani yala Thelma Chalfou. Ko ya thouts Alberta na denia. Ku ayurt a tane yai balut ina. Me ti ha hook anate do ababa babada suga li kuntu yak anate. Ya meeting nito asin in la clantabaquin. Government nanta kunt ilde. Ya illegal ni ababa ho en leni a meeting adal hataleha. E anatonis I anatayalti ni la. Ku Second World War hin leo, ya legislation e dunalyala Aboriginals kont u natayalti alya, ya government nalitako kont u natayalti alyala. Ku chala fu hanin janisa, lastin beskeno, ku bene kwedo ans kont u hunta, e ye a 1957 a betbes kenathelsion yechase yala ku babahore nila kolu agalai nalta ko welfare de gain dalala chalafu a ye bequen it is another lot o a hod another babasuga aril teli ha kontun it is another la.
Even in the midst of her personal troubles, Chalfou's heart was still with her people, and she helped start the first Métis local in Calgary in 1962. Later in Edmonton, she was given the responsibility of setting up the welfare and land departments within the Métis Association. She was in her element, and it quickly became apparent she had abilities that were invaluable in pressing for improvements for the people. Immersing herself in the Aboriginal movement, Chalfou was elected vice president in 1970 in the now-defunct Alberta Native Communications Society, an Aboriginal radio and television outlet based in Edmonton. She traveled extensively throughout the province, organizing the people and confronting politicians on their abysmal record of dealing with the Métis people. Never known as a shrinking violet, her strong personality rubbed many bureaucrats the wrong way.
Thelma Chalfou, Baba Horanalant Akolu, Bakon Bansu, Kolut e Atlumbatina Zoa. Balut in Zeni Hurl in La Tanisabayastana, a ye are at Dini Thayonithala Métis Local, Calgary, 1962. Custo Edmontonson at Dini Batahut Alla and U Land Department, U Welfare Department at the Métis Association, how a yeek another habit ahut Alla. Be near La and Ihelsini, but ahut I could be near Hujala. A ye adana ha shan tenants in Nila. Ku Aboriginal movement, Chalfou, vice presidential election in Leo, vice presidential yala 1970. Aduin'ayi Alberta Native Communication Society la ayi Alberta Radio chu TV outlet Edmonton ho ala duin tok a chalafu alai nai ku taryung anang azragala ya province to province hu denetsatan niu ayi atank all day ech ayal tihu ayi atsetan tu government den a hasi ho sim le Then it's a dying nilu, may tea dent, it's a dying nil, you see. A yiga holayal tea ka, sha government old day, then a yachada dilant in Leila.
Shalafu continued to be involved with many Aboriginal organizations and was presented with the prestigious National Aboriginal Achievement Award in 1994. She formed the Métis Institute of Canada in St. Albert as a way of preserving and sharing Métis history and showing the strides the people have made over the past century. She once said there was a time for confrontation, but these days it's a paper war. That's where you make real and lasting changes. The tireless worker for her people died in St. Albert in 2017.
Chalafu National Aboriginal Achievement Award Bantala 1994. Do atana hasant anna hok anani the really a ye abai and tala. Kume T Institute of Canada, St. Albert, a year ant u me tinok anang deod ant unok an util ni si, a history, a ye kunt inuni ala, eirds edad dila, atse, then a gajayas tu, a si, then gajayati, da yende but or ele henny, isk a tinint aon dono der hasni de, a yurtu but or asa hennila. Ayurts inter chalafu, then a hahook another tu, St. Albert 2017 bestolhila.
Leading lights on the Windspeaker Radio Network, funding contribution from Government of Canada's Amplified Voices program.